Welcome to Torah Nimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu, Perek 40. Sefer Yeshayahu can be divided into three sections. Prakim 1 to 35 has many nevuos about the downfall of Sancheriv, the greatness of Chizkiyahu, and the downfall of other nations, including Bavel and Edom. Prakim 35 to 39 told the story of Sancheriv's threats and defeat, of Chizkiyahu's illness and recovery, and then Chizkiyahu's poor choice to show off his wealth. Prakim 40 to 66 are the third section, which is the section of Nechama of Consolation. We learned in Perek 6 that Yeshayahu volunteered to deliver harsh nevuos, though he knew he would be mocked. As a reward, he was given the privilege to share the nevuos that were the consolation, which Chazal call Kulei Nechemta, all comfort. This section has those nevuos. Within the 27 prakim of all comfort are the 7 prakim that we read as haftoros after Tisha B'Av to comfort Bnei Yisrael after we have survived another Tisha B'Av in Galus. Just as the first perek of Sefer Yeshayahu summarized all the harsh nevuos that were to come and is read before Tisha B'Av, this perek encapsulates all the comforting nevuos of the rest of the Sefer and is read the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av. The Shabbos is named Shabbos Nachamu for this Haftorah as the Perek begins with the words Nachamu. This Perek of Nevuah has been a source of strength for us throughout Galus. Rav Tzadok says that in every generation that we read this Perek, it is as if Hashem is comforting the Jewish people of that generation. Just as we have seen all the harsh Nevuos become a reality, we know that all the Nevuos in this beautiful Nevuah will come true. This perek comes after perek 39 because of how that perek ended. In the last perek, Chizkiyahu accepted Hashem's decree that his children and property would be exiled to Bavel. He was matzdik the din. He accepted the judgment as correct. Hashem says that because Chizkiyahu did not try to comfort the people, Hashem will do so now. The Mishpatzo Zahav notes that there are two sections in the perek with two main themes. The first part of the perek describes the geula. The second part of the perek has within it many of the 13 principles of faith of the Rambam. The 13 principles of faith, which we have summarized into what we call the 13 animamin, were codified by the Rambam where he collected the core philosophical tenets of the Jewish faith and made it into one unit. They can be categorized as a belief in an all-powerful God, belief in Torah and Nevuah, where God communicates to us and we communicate with him, and a belief in a reward and punishment in the future. This perek teaches us that we can help bring the geula by living lives that demonstrate our belief in these principles. The perek begins with Hashem telling the Nevi'im 2, Pasuk 1, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomar, Elokechem. Console my nation, says Hashem your God. Chazal say that the word Nachamu is repeated to teach us that it encompasses more than just regular Nachama. It is a broader Nachama that encompasses the heaven and earth, the living and dead, Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. The Gullus will be so hard that Hashem will have to have a broad Nechama to include everyone. The first comfort that we see is that the Pasuk calls the people my nation and that Hashem is called Elohim, our God. The name Elohim signifies that Hashem is dealing with the world with judgment, but nonetheless, Hashem views us as his people. He has not left us all these years. Hashem tells the Nevi'im, Pasuk 2, Dabru alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Jerusalem, to the heart of the nation. The Nevi'im should say words that will be accepted by the people of Klal Yisrael. V'karu eleha, this is what they need to say. Ki mal'a tzva'a, her duty has been fulfilled. Rav Schwab says that a tzva'a is an army. The Jewish people had a mission in Galus which has been fulfilled. They have spread Hashem's name to all parts of the earth. Kinirtza avona, her sin has been atoned for. The suffering and pain of Galus has erased the sins which have put us into Galus in the first place. Kilakha mir Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. She has taken from Hashem a double amount for all of her sins. The Jewish people, says the Mitzudas David, have lived through both Galus Bavel and Galus Edom for her sins. Now they can be saved. Regarding the Geula, Pasuk 3, Kol Korei Bamidbar, a voice of Ruach HaKodesh calls out into the wilderness to the people who are there. This voice, the Pasuk says, is calling out in the present tense, not just in the past. All of our time in Galus is a chance to prepare for the Geula and come close to Hashem. This voice is calling to all of us at all times. Panu derech Hashem, yashru ba'arava, misila leokenu. Clear a road for Hashem. It is a time to make a highway for people to travel to get to Hashem. It is time for those in Galus to return home. The pasuk says that the hills will be flattened and the valleys will be raised to create a flat path. This is a mashal that is also used in later prakim of Nechama, that it will take no effort for the people to go home. The mountains and valleys will not interfere with the ingar, the ring of the nations. What is the essence of Geula? We learn in Pasuk 5. V'nigla kavod Hashem. The glory of Hashem will be revealed. This is what makes Geula such a time of peace and joy. When we are in Galus, there is Hester Panim. Hashem's intervention in the world is concealed. Everything bad that happened in Galus could only happen because Hashem was hidden. In the times of Geula, the existence and honor of Hashem will be plain and obvious to all. All mankind will see, together, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken. This, says the Mishpatot Zahav, is the ultimate purpose of Geula. Everyone will see that everything that the Nevi'im have said, both positive and negative, has come true. Another voice calls out, Pasuk 6, Kol Omer Kra. A voice says to the Nevi'im to call, Va'amar Ma'ekra. The other voice who's listening says, what should I call? Psukim 6-8 gives the answer. The Nevi'im should tell people that human beings are undependable. The voice compares people to grass and flowers. Just as grass and flowers die and may not be around tomorrow, the same is with people. Pasuk 8 reinforces this idea with words reminiscent of an Unasana Tokef. Man is like Yavesh Chatzir Navel Tzitz, the grass that withers, the flowers that fade. No matter what man hopes to do, he can't guarantee he'll be successful. These three psukim are an important transition in the parak as they lay the foundation of what we need to believe to merit Geula. While man is unreliable, Udvar Elokeinu Yakum Le'olam, the word of our God lasts forever. With faith in this reality, the Geula will surely come. The voice then tells the messenger to share the good news with Yerushalayim. They should broadcast it as widely as possible that the promises of Hashem to his Nevi'im are reliable. Pasuk 9, lift up your voice. Don't be afraid that this message won't come true. Tell the cities of Yehuda, Hine Elokechem, here is your God. Hashem, who has made these promises, has come to save you. How will the Geula happen? The Pesukim reiterate the principles of faith we must believe to merit Geula. Hashem is all-powerful. In the times of Geula, Hashem Elokim, Hashem of both mercy and justice, Pasuk 10, Bechazak Yavo, will come with strength. He won't need anyone to help him. In addition to his strength, Hine Scharo Ito Ufeula So Lefanav, Hashem will pay back people according to what they did. Hashem is independently, supremely able to do anything. As we say vernacularly, he is Kol Yachol, he is completely able. In addition, he has set up the world with reward and punishment based on man's actions. Psukim 11-14 continues along this theme and describes the difference between man and Hashem to demonstrate how wonderful Geula will be. Hashem treats the Jewish people, Pasuk 11, Keroa Edro Yireh, as a shepherd pastures his flock. Hashem takes care of each Jew precisely based on his needs. Just as the ideal shepherd carries the lambs and gives them exactly the food they need if they're too weak to eat, Hashem takes care of each Jew in Galus with gentleness and love, watching over the Jews individually and collectively so that the nation and the people survive. How will Hashem be able to do this? The answer is another one of our 13 principles of faith. In Pesukim 12-13, the Navi describes how Hashem created the world precisely, Yesh Me'ayin, from nothing and did so alone. This gives him the capability to take care of every person. By examining the world, we can appreciate Hashem's greatness. Hashem made the world with a perfect amount of water, with the perfect amount of heavens and stars and dust to sustain life. Even the topography, the mountains and valleys, are designed with perfection. Hashem made the world without a partner, as he did not need help or advice. If Hashem made the world and is involved in it day to day, Hashem can also take the Jews out of Galus. Man, in contrast, cannot do any of this. The nations who are holding the Jewish people in Galus are nothing in comparison to an all-powerful God. Pasuk 15. Hein goyim kemar midli uchishachak moznayim nechshavu. Behold, nations are like a drop from the bucket and like a particle of dust on a scale. These nations that think that Hashem is not powerful enough to take care of the Jewish people will not be forgiven in the times of Geula. These nations are, Pasuk 17, ka'ayin negdo, like nothing before him. Me efes v'sohu nechshavu lo. They are considered nothing and vanity. After comparing Hashem to man, the Navi next compares Hashem to Avodah Zarah, Pasuk 18. Velmi tidamyun kel. To whom will you compare Hashem using the name of power? The 13 principles also teach that Hashem cannot be compared to anything in the universe as he does not have a body and exists outside of time and space. Therefore, his power is unlimited by any force. In contrast, idols are made of physical materials, which have limits. The pasuk tells us here that idol makers choose how and where they make the idols. They choose the wood and hire the best craftsmen to construct the figures and their temples. It is ridiculous to compare these man-made items to Hashem. Anyone who does so should know better. Pasuk 21. Halo seidu, don't you know? It's only logical that there is a master for this world. Halo sishmu, didn't you hear? The existence of Hashem is a famous idea that should just be picked up. Halo hu God meirosh lachem, wasn't it told to you from your beginning? Didn't you have a tradition passed down from parents and teachers? Halo havinose mostos haaretz? Do you not understand the foundations of the world? Even if a person hasn't learned it from their parents and hasn't intuited it, how could a person look at nature and not realize there is a God? All their senses will tell a person that Hashem exists and he made the world. It is impossible when a person uses their logic and their senses to deny the existence of Hashem. Hashem exists outside of our world, Pasuk 22. Hayoshev al chug haaretz. He sits above the circle of earth. And in contrast, v'yoshveha kachagavim. The people on earth, in comparison, are just grasshoppers on this small planet. This small planet is but a marble in a vast universe. Nonetheless, Hashem cares for each person and makes sure that the earth exists every day. The pasuk says Hashem sits in the present tense, as Hashem is always caring for this world and ensuring its existence. When Hashem wants people to accomplish, they accomplish. But if Hashem does not want them to accomplish, Pasuk 24, Afbal nita'u, afbal zora'u, afbal shoresh ba'aretz. It is as if they hadn't been planted, not sown, and the roots are not in the ground. They will not be able to achieve anything without the support of Hashem. As a result of these differences between Hashem and idols, Pasuk 25, El mi sidamiyuni, to whom will you compare me? The Eshveh, that I should be equal, Yomar Kadosh, says the Holy One. Hashem is Kadosh. He is holy and separate. There can be no comparison to anyone else in the world, even to Malachim. The Perek then gives us insight how we can internalize the vast differences between man and Hashem and any other creation on this world. Pasuk 26. Su'u marom enechem uru'u mi vara ele. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these. The Chovos HaLevavo says that this is how we can increase our faith in Hashem. When we look at nature and study its intricacies, we cannot help but recognize the wisdom of Hashem. The Menorah's Hamor says that the night sky in particular makes a person realize mi bara ele, who created these. The night sky hints to the complexity of the universe, which could only be created by a perfect God. Not only has Hashem made all the stars, he can track them. Hamotzi b'mispar tzva'am. He brings them forth in numbers. There are so many stars. In NASA, they can't count the stars, nor do they have a name for every star. They're still discovering more. Yet, l'chulam b'shem yikra. Hashem has a name for each one. None are too beneath him to notice and count. Meirov onim v'ametz koach ish lo nedar. And for that he is strong in power, not one fails. Hashem is so powerful that the planets and the stars don't just fall from the sky. With this, the Navi concludes his message to Klal Yisrael from Hashem, which is the end of the Haftorah for Parshas Veschanan. Next, the Jewish people respond. Their question is the beginning of the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha. They want to know why they have been in Galus so long. They wonder, perhaps, Pasuk 27, Nistara darki me Hashem, umelkai mishpati avar. Maybe my way is hidden from Hashem, and my justice for all my suffering has passed by Hashem. The Radak explains that Klal Yisrael is saying that since they have been in Golus for so long, it must be that Hashem forgot about them. Rishaim are successful and the tzaddikim suffer, which does not seem to be just. The answer to their doubts is Pasuk 28. Halo yadata im lo shamata. Don't you know if you haven't heard? Elokei olam Hashem borei kitzos haaretz. Hashem is the God of the worlds, the God who created the ends of the earth. This Hashem is all-powerful and he has a plan. Pasuk 28. Lo yi'af v'lo yiga. Hashem doesn't get tired or weary. At no point in Galus will Hashem run out of energy to save us. Ein cheker l'sfunaso. His rationale is beyond human understanding. We will never know why we need Galus, but Hashem knows all and knows why we need Galus and Yisurim and troubles. Hashem created everything and is outside of time and space, and we therefore cannot begin to understand his logic. However, although there is a long galus, Hashem has given us a gift, the gift of energy to survive. This didn't just happen at one time. It happens every day. Pasuk 29, Nosein la ya'ev koach. He continuously gives power to the tired. Ule'ein onim atzma yarbeh. And to those who really need his help, to those with no strength, he increases their strength. He gives strength to the Jewish people living and suffering in galus who try to keep the mitzvos and follow the Torah. But the people who reject the mitzvos will get tired, even though they are young and fit. Pasuk 30. V'yafu na'arim v'yiga'u, uvachurim kashol yikashelu. The young will get tired and weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. The parak ends with a word of hope for all times that contrast with these young people who do not believe. Pasuk 31. V'kovei Hashem yachlifu koach. Those who hope to Hashem will renew their strength. Hashem will save them. Ya'alu ever kanasharim. They will go up on the wings of eagles to be saved. They will quickly travel to Israel from wherever they are. And when they come back to Israel, it is only the beginning. Yarutsu v'lo yiga'u. Yelchu v'lo yi'afu. They will run and not be tired. They shall walk and not be faint. In this parak, we heard the promise that Klal Yisrael would have the ge'ula, with Hashem being revealed to all. The second part of the parak discussed our fundamentals of faith and how Hashem differs from anything in the world. Because he created the world and is all-powerful, he can save us. There are two lessons that I appreciated from this parak. The first is that no matter how small and insignificant we are, Hashem loves us and cares for us. He is showering us with love at every moment. It is only because there is Hester Panim that there is that Hashem is hidden that we cannot perceive this love. The second lesson is that we can strengthen our belief in Hashem by going for a walk and paying attention to the beautiful world around us. The Rambam and the Chovos HaLevavos both tell us that noticing nature is a path to come to love and believe in Hashem. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.